Radar. Odprta radijska.
Umjetniško-teoretska.
Eksperimentalna platforma.
Student.
Već na radio student.si. Pošiljnica Radar.
Не стоит этого делать. Дэнни, не залазь на диван. Мама только что его очистила от твоей шерсти. Она очень сильно будет ругаться. Сейчас придет ведь.
Что у вас там происходит? Что он сделал?
Все нормально.
Чубака. 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 There it is. Чубака. Chewbacca.
Considering the only things you've successfully retrieved over the past year are tiny sticks and dirty underwear, unfortunately, we're going to have to demote you from golden retriever to silver retriever, potentially bronze retriever if this behavior doesn't turn around.
I hate this. 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 I hate this.
Oh my gosh. We're matching. We're matching. Oh my god. You like my shoes? You like my shoes? Oh my god, you love them!
Oh, cutie. Oh my god, look at his collar. He's so cute. What? Oh my god, yes. What's your name? His name is Cream Pie.
Znači da se čovjek nasloni na nju, puli mi služi zašto služi. Znači da ne bi kave išle u uštetu negde. Znači putem kad i teraš da ne idu pored prozora ljudima, da idu asfaltom.
Meni je pulin desna ruka. Bez njega ne bi mogao, kao mehaničar bez ključa. Jer on meni 99% posla završava pulin. Mog posla.
To je pas koji može da zadovolji potrebe i policije, i vojske, i istočarstva, i mislim, maksimalno potrebljiv pas.
Pas za sve. Čak sam imao priliku, dolazio čovjek upovo da i obučava za tartuf.
Šta je bila zamisao? Da se pas ubaci u kinološki okvir. Pa recimo da se ode sa njim na zvaničnu izložbu, pa taj pas može da predstavlja državu, može da predstavlja narod, kulturu tog naroda. Zastavu, himnu, nije to samo vodanje po crnom tepihu i on je podigao pehar.
Ovo je autentičan predstavnik i derivat direktne Vuka.
Pulin razume čoveka, ali čovek ne razume Pulina.
Gospoda ravnice, Vuk ogrnut ovčijom kožom, klesan vetrom sa vercem i panonskom zemljom. U stvarnosti učinili smo za njega malo ili gotovo ništa. A on ne traži mnogo, tek toliko da ostane onakav kakav jeste.
Boata, to znači da se čovjek.
No, это, но, че, смотрите, Илья Кухарчик не только классный футболист, но и друг животных. Красавец, красавец, красавец пёс и красавец Илья Кухарчик. Неужели его?
Да мне кажется, не его, мне кажется, тут такой...
Ну, мы с тобой, кстати, когда сегодня
вроде
гуляли...
Вроде бы, да?
Мы с тобой, когда гуляли, да, этого замечательного пса видели.
Я хотел сказать,
он дружелюбный,
что вдруг не он.
Он пришел дружить.
А Федор, видите, распознал его.
Он пришел дружить.
Но время остановлено, понятно. Ну, вернее, добавлено будет. Ну, как-то надо пса увести, там болбой. И...
Но болельщики, конечно, воодушевлены этим дополнительным игроком Славии на поле.
Ну что, ведут сейчас? Постараются.
Если животиня, какая животиня бы вы были?
Голубь.
Голубь. За что голубь?
Zato što je bezažlim, simbol duha svetoga. Kako je dobro?
Pitamo ljude da su životinja, koja bi životinja bili?
Pas.
Pas? Zašto pas?
Mi to najdeš životinje. Svi ljudi koji meni jako dobro znaju govore da sam ja rođen za djecu i pse.
Kojeg psa imate?
Nema ga. Spiro.
Aha.
Spiro, to je dugodlaki belgijski ovčar.
Što najviše volite kod njega?
Narav kako ima. On je jako dobar. U smislu, jako voli pse i voli ljude i samo se igra. Ja mu želim dug život, zdravlje, nek se igra cijeli život.
The streets ready to put 2018 in the rearview mirror and say hello to 2019. We also saw this dog with a banana. People in the streets ready to put 2018 in the rearview mirror and say hello to 2019. We also saw this dog with a banana. In the streets ready to put 2018 in the rearview mirror and say hello to 2019. We also saw this dog with a banana. In the streets ready to put 2018 in the rearview mirror and say hello to 2019. We also saw this dog with a banana. Ready to put 2018 in the rearview mirror and say hello to 2019. We also saw this dog 2018 in the rearview mirror and say hello to 2019. We also saw this dog with a rearview mirror. We saw this dog with a rearview mirror and say hello to 2019. We also saw this dog with a banana.
นิสัยของเจ้า5ตัวนี้ไม่ได้เหมือนกันแบบหน้าตาอย่างที่ทุกคนเห็นนะคะมาค่ะวันนี้เราจะมาเมามอยในแต่ละมุมของเด็กๆให้รู้จักกันตัวแรกพิงกี้สาวน้อยอายุ6ขวบน้ำหนัก30กิโลนางจะเป็นหมาที่พูดง่ายที่สุดในบรรดา5ตัวนี้ค่ะชอบตากแดดเป็นชีวิตประจำวันและเขาจะเป็นจ่าฝูงเวลาอยู่กับน้องๆตัวต่อมาหญิงต้องสาวน้อยอายุ6ขวบน้ำหนัก26กิโลสาวน้อยอินโทรเวิร์ตถ้าการนอนเป็นการแข่งขันนางคือผู้ชนะและต่อมาจิ๊กจิ๋วสาวน้อยอายุ6ขวบน้ำหนัก22กิโล นางตัวเล็กที่สุดในบรรดาพี่น้องทั้ง5ตัวเลยเป็นที่มาของชื่อว่าจิกจิ๋วนางตัวเล็กที่สุดเลยชอบอยู่บนที่สูงสิ่งที่นางรำคาญที่สุดก็คือน้องชายทั้ง2ตัวนั่นเองตัวต่อมาฟักทองหนุ่มน้อยอายุ4ขวบน้ำหนัก26กิโลหนุ่มน้อยที่บนโลกนี้ไม่มีอะไรที่ไม่กลัวกลัวแม้กระทั่งใบไม้ปลิวตกใจแบบโอเวอร์มากต่อมาน้องเล็กสุดเห็ดหอมหนุ่มน้อยอายุ4ขวบน้ำหนัก23กิโลถ้าถามเรื่องความดื้อต้องยกให้เห็ดหอมเลยค่ะเป็นหมาที่อะไรก็หยุดไม่อยู่จริงๆถึงนิสัยจะต่างกันแต่สิ่งที่เหมือนกันของเด็กๆบ้านนี้ก็คือเด็กๆบ้านนี้ชอบทานอาหารสุนัขของคานิว่าเหมือนกันทุกตัวเลยค่ะวันนี้เราให้ทานอาหารสุนัขของคานิว่ารสเนื้อไก่เป็นอาหารสุนัขเกรดพรีเมียมที่มีส่วนผสมเนื้อไก่เป็นส่วนผสมหลักมีโปรตีนสูงช่วยเสริมสร้างแคลเซียมและฟอสฟอรัสเพราะอาหารสุนัขของคานิว่าเป็นมื้ออาหารสำคัญและมีประโยชน์เราเลยเลือกสิ่งที่ดีที่สุดให้กับลูกๆของเราค่ะนิสัยเจ้า5ตัวนี้ไม่ได้เหมือนกันแบบหน้าตาอย่างที่ทุกคนเห็นนะคะมาค่ะวันนี้เราจะมาเมาส์มอยในแต่ละมุมของเด็กๆให้รู้จักกันตัวแรกพิงกี้สาวน้อยอายุ6ขวบน้ำหนัก30กิโลนางจะเป็นหมาที่พูดง่ายที่สุดในบรรดา5ตัวนี้ค่ะชอบตากแดดเป็นชีวิตประจำวันและเขาจะเป็นจ่าฝูงเวลาอยู่กับน้อง
Thank you. Cucinate, lavate e cucinate. E qua passate pure.
La pimpinella.
Pimpinella?
Si mangia?
Lui no, alcuni la mangiano
poi. Lasciamolo.
No, lascia. Solo cose sicure e conosciute. No, c'è tutto sbasato. Veramente è tutto silenzio.
Chupac
to eat? Ah, были, на русском.
Ну, chupac, chupac.
Everything for me. Here, Frank. Frank. You want to go get this one? Come on, Franklin. Oh, this is a horrible. Oh, there. Oh, whoa. What? Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Ajde, idi. Idi trči malo. Što nećeš? Dobro. Ja kad pustim Kera da se istrči u parku. Ajde, idi. Idi trči malo. Što nećeš?
A jebo, mate, visna.
Man, he's a beauty. He actually wants to stop my room and everything, but I've got actually no left of him. High five. Whoa! You are so good at that, but I didn't ask you to do that. Thank you so much for showing me this great skill of yours, but I just asked you to give me a high five. I'm sorry.
My dog wants to show you his dance, and you better tell him it's cute.
Sjedi. Sjedi dole. Good boy. Does anybody else's dog not understand English? Mine only understands Bosnian.
If you guys were wondering, yes, I did pet that dog. I did pet the dog. If you guys were wondering, yes, I did pet that dog. I did pet the dog. If you guys were wondering, yes, I did pet that dog.
I love you, baby. Miss you terribly. Rocky boy.
Hey, can't you bark
at me or something?
He's so beautiful, isn't he?
I love him so much.
My best mate you are. He's Rocky there.
Kitty explains road cycling. Kitty wants to win a bike race, but Kitty has a problem. Kitty can't do it alone. The wind slows Kitty down and makes Kitty tired. Kitty has an idea. Kitty could use a team to block wind so Kitty can save its energy for the finish. Kitty employs domestique kitties. Domestique kitties help Kitty take shelter from the wind. Kitty is a tactical genius, he feels. Problem. Tadej Pogačar Kitty. Tadej Pogačar Kitty rides away from all other kitties. Kitty has idea. Kitty assembles a better team with more money, better equipment, and faster domestique kitties. Problem? Tadej Pogačar Kitty does not give a flying fuck.
Today, Adam will come with crunchy bar, but not chocolate, because we don't have it in the car.
Tadej Pogačar Kitty still rides away from all other kitties. Kitty is cooked. For his entire career, he will be fighting for second. Welcome to Road Cycling Kitty.
Javalski Zavoki Zaatrake. Magic. Pes. Krava. Kokosh. Otsa. Khan. Puis. Also. Patellin. Ratsa. Kaza. Pishchant C. Jabba. Leo. A pizza. Severny Medved. Tiger. Slan. Slan. Medved. Woke. Kramer za umavanya zo uhastu. Pa, harup ni duetsa kosum.
relationship began by having him as a sweet little baby bat, where he was only about 6 inches long. And I sort of tamed him first, and he began to look on me as his mother. But I began to realise after a time that he should have some members of the opposite sex to consort with. I didn't really think that my company alone was enough, you see. So I put an advertisement in the paper. Lonely male fruit bat seeks female companions, 13 inches, bright fur, clear eyes, you know, something like that. And to my amazement, this old man in London got in touch with me, who'd been keeping them for years, and volunteered to let me have some females for him.
So how many did you get?
Well, I got 9.
How did Balls get on with them?
Well, he was absolutely delighted, and he couldn't believe his eyes. And next spring, 9 little bats were born as a result of this. In fact, by now, he's the father of over 100.
Does he hang around like that all day?
I love having him round my neck, especially in the winter. It's like a sort of electric bat neck warmer. Wonderfully warm on a cold winter day. I mean, I take him about with me. I take him out shopping, and I take him to parties in the evening sometimes.
Parties?
Yes, because the point with a bat is it doesn't really get lively till the evenings. So it's really a shame to leave it and go off. The best thing is to take it out with you. He absolutely loves to drink. And just like a human being, when he's had a drink, he gets frightfully aggressive, you know, and gets all worked up and starts bristling and waving his wings around. And not only that, but he loses his coordination. So when he tries to fly, instead of the wings being steady like this, there's one wing up and the other wing down, and his eyes going in circles.
What kind of effect does that have on people at parties?
What? Sunday morning at the Round Pond in Kensington Gardens. It's a London institution, and a reassuring one. Can you think of a better proof of a stable society? Casual strollers are thin on the ground today, but it takes more than an overcast sky to keep the regulars away, because they come with a purpose and pursue it with earnest and delightful concentration. Here is the most regular regular. She comes here every day, whatever the weather, to satisfy an urgent need.
Yes.
Not hers, but her pet ducks.
Yes.
It must have its swim, is this it?
Well, it mustn't necessarily have its swim, but she does have a swim. I come with my dog, really, and I have been doing so for 12 years. Then I acquired a duck, so naturally she comes and she has a swim. I mean, I'd be a fool to bring a duck, you know, not let it have a swim, wouldn't I?
Is it a boy or a girl, though?
Female.
Ah, tell me the history of this duck.
Well, this one was orphaned on the Round Pond.
Why?
Too many male mallards. Does that mean anything?
Yes.
Attacking mothers.
Uh-huh.
Killing mothers. Babies left. Did you know?
No.
Know where they are? It's been going on for years and years.
You mean the pond's overcrowded?
I mean that the whole park, in fact, most of the London parks are overcrowded.
Did you intend to adopt it originally? Or did
I took it home hoping that the thing would survive. It was about a day old at the most, mm-hmm. a day old. And I thought, well, if it survives, bless its heart, we can bring it back. And so we've saved a little life. We've preserved
something. Did you mean to bring it back and leave it here?
Well, I did bring it back. I brought it back every day. And then I thought, well, when she gets her wings, she'll head south or some such romantic rubbish and disappear. Uh-huh. And she didn't. She went into a super flight, and then she went bonk at my feet. Well, that was good enough for me.
Where do you keep it, by the way?
I keep her in a flat. An apartment. I keep her in a flat.
And she doesn't mind this?
She obviously likes it, otherwise she would have gone long uh-huh. ago.
But, for instance, if you let it out now, would it fly away?
Oh, no, if I let her out now, she'd probably wobble down to the water.
Can we go down now and see how she behaves?
Yes.
What's her name, by the way?
Her name is Do.
How do you spell it?
I spell it D-U.
Oh, Do.
Do.
Now then. Here you are. Help us off, look. All right, that's enough.
Which ones are you choosing today?
I'm not going to pick your own.
Well, you're the expert. You pick them.
You pick them all. See what you want.
Well, there's two at the front, eh?
Well, this one?
Yes.
Which other?
It's a fit-looking creature. Oh, that brownish one as
this
well.
One?
Eh? Yes.
You want him ride down?
Well, just according to championship rules, I think.
Well, you can't see him to go ride down. You go ride down at the bottom.
Oh, I just put them right inside, you can't. No half measures here. Why don't you come out into the open air, then we can see what's going on, eh? We've got one poking out at the back. I think he's trying to get out. Do the ferrets enjoy this?
No, the dogs.
And how long can you keep a ferret down your trousers?
How long?
Yes.
Oh.
You've got the world record, haven't you?
Yeah.
How long?
5,023 minutes, unofficial, and I broke it official. 5,023 at 6 minutes.
What is going on inside your trousers?
They're nosing round.
Do they ever bite?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, it may be a silly question, but if they bite so hard and hurt you, why do you do it?
Well, that's it. It's a challenge.
I mean, have people been doing this for a long time in Barnsley?
I have.
But you issued a challenge. Did anybody else take it up?
There's two or three taking it up, and the Chronicle office has got them challenges. They're going to sponsor, you see. A chap was going to do it for the Chronicle office.
And now your ferret's coming out again.
Now it's fell through.
Oh, both of them are coming out.
Now it's fell through, you see.
How do you keep them down? I mean, they're poking out all the time.
Well, you have your trousers.
Well, you better fasten up a bit tighter, hadn't you? Because they're going to get away.
Well, they won't get away.
So how do they spend their time while they're inside your trousers?
Well, you can see them walking about. And I've always stressed that they have wide... Get off! Oh, yes!
It was at this point that we had to abandon filming. One of the ferrets had sunk its teeth into a tender part of his anatomy and refused to let go. Mr. Mellor gritted his own teeth, administered medication, and said yes, he'd had worse before. For in the fast-moving sport of ferret legging, such injuries are commonplace. Now, after a fitness test, though, the uncrowned king of the ferret leggers hopes to be back in the game within days.
Thank you.
Hawala Zappa's Lucian Ye.
Radar. Odprta radijska.
Umjetniško-teoretska.
Eksperimentalna platforma.
Student.
Večna radio student PKSI. Pošiljnica Radar.